You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
WFDX 92.7, John and Gordy.
Good morning.
Hey,
happy
man.
Monday.
Something a little different, right?
Sure. It's 7 minutes past six. Sure. Top of the morning to you. Rise and shine. Shake a leg. Yeah. Up and at 'em. Let's go.
Well, Heart I know you. Club. You're feeling right? Pretty good because you took care of the weeds in your yard.
I did. Yeah, I did a lot of gardening. Yeah, yeah, took care of things. You actually stopped by.
I know? Did. I was driving by on a census run that I had.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't intently. You weren't intending.
Intentionally. No, I wasn't intentionally going to stop by, but I saw you out there on the sidewalk, and I thought, wow. Well, you know, it's not easy parking around your place. So it's not like the first thing I'm going to do. I'm just going to drop by Gordy's.
No, it's impossible to park anywhere near
my
place.
That's right. It's going to get worse because they're going to work on the road right outside your house.
They're going to tear up Highland Avenue for like 6 weeks. So I don't think I'll be able to get in or out of my garage. And there's an apartment building right next to that.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen.
30 or 40 apartments in there. They can't. There's a garage under their apartment building.
I think they're locking them in. They're some kind of agreement with
it's
their employers.
It's going to be a fun summer. That happens in June and July.
Oh, God.
Yeah. They gave us all notices. You know, give a heads up. Like, oh, boy, great.
Well, you
nowhere
think they
to
might,
park.
Might put Highland, you know, on a bridge. You know, and then you have these huge pillars outside your house.
You know, I actually wouldn't mind that if there was another way, you know, if it was sort of two level and I could get in and out still.
There you go,
and get,
yeah.
They're not going to do that.
It'd be crazy to do it in that neighborhood.
Anyway.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So here it is, Monday morning. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And let's check our weather. There's some dicey weather perhaps coming our way tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, some storms, some maybe tornadic activity.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, possibly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sam? How about volcanic activity?
No volcanic. Nothing,
no?
Nothing near us anyway.
All right.
So it's John and Gordy and producer Sam.
Producer Sam had a
big weekend. We'll get to that in a moment.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, boy. And you know, they're saying it's clear skies, maybe at the airport, but there's some clouds around here.
Yeah, it looks a little hazy
on State Street. It's currently 53 degrees. Let's check the afternoon high. Let's get the weather roulette wheel spin and see what's happening here. You ready for this?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm always ready for this.
The afternoon high, black 77. 77 today.
That's outrageous.
It's going to really be hot. It's going to be humid.
Yeah.
Let's check the WMDX Samsung watch.
Oh, yes.
See if that matches the
high of 81.
Oh, okay. So there you go. It's going to be very warm and humid and maybe some strong thunderstorms this evening and tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Keep a close eye on things. But, it could be pretty windy later on today.
Well, it's not good.
Well.
It's not good.
It's what we have. Just get ready for it.
You got no place else to go, Peterson.
Batten down the hatches. Producer Sam, did you have a good weekend?
I had a pretty good weekend, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, you sound like you're a little, your voice is a little strained.
Or something.
Yeah.
What's
going on?
I'm surprised, like how bad my voice sounds this morning.
Yeah.
On Saturday, I was at a training weekend for the summer camp that I'll be working at again, that I've worked at a few years in the past.
Yeah.
And I guess I overused my voice.
Yeah, I would.
You were yelling at the kids.
A little too much yelling.
That the deal?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't picture you doing that.
Sorry, yeah, I know. It's crazy. Like, yeah. Most of my normal life, like here and with friends and stuff in Madison, is completely different from how I act around these crazy camp people.
That's a crazy thing. You know, you're very sedate around here.
You're very bleary-eyed, though, this morning.
Yeah, I have never gotten allergies before. I don't know what it is, but my eyes are watering like crazy, and they're, like, really puffy. That was why we were, like, 10 seconds late to getting on the air this morning, because my eyes are a little blurry, and I misread which channel the music was playing on.
Well, see, I told you.
We were 10 seconds late.
10 seconds.
Oh, no.
So you do pay attention to the clock, huh, John?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
You know I do.
But Sam,
new clock anyway.
No, what's this? I hear that you slept in your car overnight.
Yeah, that's right.
God,
so after this training day on Saturday, spent the night at a friend's house down in Stevens Point, also who works at the camp. He was having his birthday party.
Oh.
And late at night, after we all had a few, we decided to go out for pizza, and then some of them decide to walk back to the house, and I thought I was following them, but I guess I wasn't.
You lost sight of them?
They lost them purposely.
Ditch them, come on.
So I was wandering the streets of Stevens Point and eventually wound up back at my car, and I just decided to try and fall asleep there until I drove back to Madison in the morning.
In the VW Bug, is that got luxurious sleeping quarters in the back?
Oh, you know, if you lay down in the back seat, you only have to squish your legs up a little bit in order to fit.
No, that doesn't work. Wow. That doesn't work at all. No, yeah. You're not convincing me at all. Okay. I keep forgetting. I mean, I know you're a young Gen Zer.
Yeah.
And you have to go through all of this in order to figure out that maybe this was really not the thing you should do when you're 30, 40, 50, 60.
Well, good thing I'm not 30, 40, 50, 60.
Yeah, I know.
I'm young and
live
spry.
It up in your 20s.
Well, I don't know.
Let's go crazy.
I think, you know, you should drink responsibly. And you're not drinking responsibly.
It's not that I was that drunk, John. I just don't know what happened to the people I was with.
Well, good for you.
Maybe
not
they did lose me.
Driving.
There you go.
Yeah, I would never have driven home that night. Yeah, that's crazy. Okay.
Well, let's check the National Day calendar and see what's going on there.
Oh, okay.
Did you have more, John?
No. No, I probably did, but I forgot what it was. You know, my attention span isn't very good.
Really?
So. Oh, yeah.
I hadn't noticed.
Really?
Okay, is it or is it not? Here we go. Pardon me. Got a frog in my throat. Global Pay It Forward Day. Is it that? Is it National Superhero Day? How about National Blueberry Pie Day? Or National Great Poetry Day, or National French Toast Day. Which
it's not
day
French
is it?
Toast Day.
You're right, John. Right out of the box. First one of the week. You got it right.
Well, you know, it's my famous French toast that you're referring to there.
I am, yeah. So, which you make with a secret recipe.
Yes.
What do
you
have?
A secret recipe that I've told everybody about 1,000 times.
You put cinnamon in.
I do. I put cinnamon on the toast as it is
as
frying.
As it's cooking, right.
Yeah, it's frying on one side. I put the cinnamon on the other side, a lot of it. And when you flip it over, you fry the cinnamon, you brown it, and it really adds a different flavor to the cinnamon. Mm-hmm. Kind of a nice edge to French toast, and it's just wonderful
you
stuff.
You like that.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm saying it's wonderful. It's not just me saying that. It's
everybody in your household loves it?
Everybody just loves that French toast.
Oh, my gosh. Well, maybe you could share the recipe with our listeners, you know, put it on the Facebook
or
YouTube.
I think you should bring a griddle in here and we should make it on the air someday.
Oh, what a great idea. You know, we could do that.
There is one ingredient I haven't really stressed a lot. It's flour. I put about a half a cup to 3/4 cup flour in the bowl. Then I mix milk into it and, you know, to diffuse it and make a nice creamy...
Bouillabaisse?
Yeah. Bouillabaisse.
I don't know. No, either. Sounded like a word you can get away with.
It's kind of a breading. Essentially, it's a breading.
Okay.
And it helps coat the French toast a little bit as you're frying it.
By the way, before we get the National Day calendar, Doug from St. Francis piped up already. Hey, guys, just want to follow up. I reached out to Vicki McKenna about participating in the John and Gordy Show Taser Challenge. You know, Doug's out there working the show.
Yes.
And he says, is there any chance Sage can kick in some cash prizes or maybe a new car? I'll let you know when Vicki gets back to us.
Oh, yeah.
So it's good that he's reaching out to Vicki. And I think a taser challenge.
I could see doing a hatchet throw challenge.
Jeez, with Vicki McKenna. Hatchet throw? Okay.
I mean, I know Pete Hegseth was real successful with his throw.
Was he?
Do you remember that at all?
No.
What are you talking about? No.
No.
Oh, yeah.
What did he do with the hatchet?
He did a hatchet throw, but on the other side were band members of some kind of marching band.
Oh, no.
And they were practicing.
What? What did he have against
the
marching band?
And he overthrew the target.
Oh, no.
And the hatchet went over the target into the area where the people were, with their instruments practicing. And he knocked an instrument right out of the hands of somebody.
Whoa, lucky he didn't kill anybody.
Wow.
Lord. That's terrible. Wow. Well, let's see.
He's in charge here. What? Defense. Oh, God. Help us all.
Let's see. Today, National Day of Global Pay It Forward Day. This encourages people around the world to engage in small acts of kindness. It's a day to respond to someone's kindness toward you by being kind to somebody else. John, I know you do that just about every day.
Every day I think about that, yes.
Yeah, you do.
Yep.
Yeah, good for you.
Thank you.
Okay, let's move on.
I'll take credit for that.
Okay. It's National Superhero Day. Now, this is a day that you know all about, right?
I sure do. Yeah. Kids love being superheroes.
They sure do.
That's starting off the right way, by the way, thinking that they can help the human race.
Well, you know, you look up to people like Batman, Superman, Captain America, Wonder Woman, Iron Man, Hulk, Spider-Man. These are just a few of the superheroes. The list goes on and on. There must be 40 or 50 superheroes by now. Even though they're fictional, superheroes provide role models for our children.
Absolutely.
It says here.
Yeah, really? That's it.
You think so?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They serve and protect while fighting evil.
We could
use some superheroes in Washington.
It's not just fighting evil. A lot of these superheroes have personal lives, which are troubled. And that was one of the things that Marvel Comics specialized in, writing about the troubled times that these superheroes have in their private lives. And that's why Spider-Man is so popular.
Yeah.
Because Peter Parker was rejected by everybody. He was a geek in school. No one liked him. And that was my attraction to him as well.
Yeah. Spider-Man, one of the more superheroes there out there. Here's how to observe Superhero Day. You ready for this?
All right, let's
take your favorite superhero to lunch and say thank you for all they do. Mm-hmm. So, can you get in touch with a superhero and take them to lunch?
I don't know.
Draw your version of a superhero. These are for kids, I think. Yeah. If you have one superpower, what would it be? What would it be?
Oh, then that's a good idea.
Let's ask people. What? Yeah. Oh. I thought you had an answer for that, Sam. You're just giving me a
He's
time
He's giving
cue.
You the time cue.
Okay. It's also a National Blueberry Pie Day. Oh, I like blueberry pie. And did I read this one? National Great Poetry Reading Day?
No.
Didn't we just have a poetry thing last
Shakespeare.
Week?
Shakespeare. Speak.
Oh, that's right.
What? I can't.
Okay.
I can't even speak at all.
See you later.
Speak.
19 minutes past the hour. We're going to be back and talk to Pam Yockey. You know, she was at the... what do you call it?
The NFL draft.
The draft thing. She's going to give us a complete
draft thing.
Total report.
The NFL draft.
Sort of deal up at Green Bay.
Yeah, something was happening.
Got that coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning. We'll be back shortly.
He's ignored. Action is his reward to him. Life is a great big hang up. Wherever there's a hang up, you'll find the Spider-Man.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
The Green Bay Packers lead the way. A victory is our pride. We have the will to win. We have the finest men who take the charge to do or die.
Yes, the Green Bay Packers, WMDX 92.7. John and Gordy in the morning. We're talking about the Green Bay Packers draft with Pam Yonke.
Good morning, Pam.
Hello, fellas. How are we doing on a Monday?
Oh, we're doing okay.
Not too bad. It was a wild weekend with the draft, that's for sure, you know.
Oh, yeah. Like I said to you guys off the air, I had to come back to work to get some rest. I was up in Green Bay last week. Basically, we got into town on Monday because we had people that were arriving from long distances starting that week, and then got an invitation to the Taste of the Draft, which is something that is normally held during the Super Bowl, giving the community a chance to kind of highlight some of their flavors. Well, they decided to try it in Green Bay, and it was a resounding success. It was organized by Gen Youth, which is a nonprofit that was organized by dairy farmers of America all across the countryside and the NFL. And really what it's designed to do is draw attention to food insecurity that a lot of people face. And I'll tell you what, they had former Packers there. Literally, it was at Schreiber Foods World Headquarters in downtown Green Bay. And they'd never done anything like this in their facility. So that was interesting. Then you've got supper clubs from all across Wisconsin.
Wow.
I think I want to say they ended up with at least 12, could have been more, that had one piece, one item off their menu that they featured. Paul Bartolotto from Milwaukee, for example, had beef stroganoff. There were little sandwiches. There was everything imaginable from appetizers through to dessert. And then there were Packer alum stationed at each one of these as well. So while I was doing my interviews with the folks from the Dairy Management Incorporated group, I geeked out a little bit and grabbed a picture and an autograph with Mason Crosby and Nick Barnett, Antonio Freeman was there, and Chef Andrew Zimmer. So, it was just one of those deals where it was everything the farm babe had hoped for and then some.
Wow.
And, yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Well, it'd be great to meet Antonio Freeman. He gave us so many great moments.
Yeah. And, you know, they're just digging it because they're back in the spotlight in Green Bay again. And, you know, like I said, a very, very well received all the way around. And the other part that I don't want to gloss over is the fact that they were really speaking passionately about food insecurity. Chef Andrew Zimmer has really made this quite part of his crusade and really definitely was very focused on don't just enjoy this food, but think about people that are questioning where their next meal comes from. And they had some fantastic silent auction items that were used to raise money for, say, let's say, food school equipment and some of those kinds of things, nonprofits that provide meals for others. So that's the way it kicked off on Wednesday night for me. And then from there on out, one of the things that was highlighted at the Taste of the Draft was cheese carvings. So a friend of mine that used to be with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin is now a cheese carver herself. Vicki Janish is her name. She's from DeForest, and you can follow her on Instagram as Artistic Agriculturist. And she was charged with using Hook's cheddar cheese from Mineral Point blocks and turning it into the Lombardi Trophy in front of all these people. And so I was talking to Vicki. It was a warm venue. The weather in Green Bay for that Wednesday event was great, but it was warm, and both Vicki and I are notorious for being hot in sub-zero weather. So she was working away on that cheddar cheese. It looked just beautiful, though, and it was just a really cool story that kind of brings it back to Wisconsin's love of cheese. And I don't know if you saw any of the draft or that, but it seemed like cheese curds were kind of front and center in front of everybody. I was watching all the sports shows that were broadcasting from Lambeau Field, and not a one of them got away from cheese curds or cheese or brat. Mm-hmm. So it it really was about Wisconsin agriculture, Wisconsin food, Wisconsin celebrations.
Well, you mentioned something here in your email about the Guernsey girls from Freedom, and they were passing out cheese curds in the middle of traffic there.
Yeah, it was. They were. Yeah, literally. If you were walking down to the draft theater, you couldn't miss the Guernsey girls. These are dairy farm gals up by Freedom that have started their own cheese marketing from their Guernsey dairy herd. And I was talking to them, and they said they had 40,000 pounds of cheese. Oh. I caught them Saturday late afternoon. They said the NFL had asked them to please stay longer because people were so happy with their product. Well, yeah, but then when they're standing there Saturday afternoon, it's about ready to head to the draft theater and then Brad Paisley, and the girls were like, we got 40,000 pounds of cheese, Pam. Can you help us promote it on social media? Because we got to take it back to the store in Freedom. So there was definitely big volumes, but not necessarily the volumes that some had planned for.
Wow, you're right here. Curds were everywhere.
Literally. Wow. You couldn't find a table anywhere from the draft theater to the war rooms. Everybody was always offered cheese curds, and most of them were deep fried in one way, shape, or form.
Oh, sure.
So, yeah.
What do you think the impressions of the out-of-towners and out-of-staters and people coming into the draft? Did they enjoy themselves? It looked like they did. Looks like everybody had a great time.
Well, think about it. Where else in the world do you get 600,000 people together and end up with one arrest in the course of 3 days?
Really?
Wow. That's it. That's amazing.
And 600,000 people, one arrest. Yeah, so like I said, I would, growing up just north of Green Bay, I was exceptionally proud of the way the community handled it all the way around. It was beautiful visually. Mm-hmm. I'm just glad I was a part of it, a little sliver of it, boys.
Wow, you are part of the legend up there now, Pam.
Yeah, that's right.
Pam, thank you for that report. That was great.
That was good stuff.
All right, guys.
All right.
Talk to you next time.
Yep.
That's Pam Yonke, and in fact, the Food and Farm Report coming up next. Also, in our next hour, Amy Horak from David J. Frank. All coming up on John and Gordy.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. Until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
This is grade A, weapons grade stupidity.
Just doing my civic duty, sir.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right
there. There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
All the time. All the time. John and Gordy in the morning, WMDX. Hope you're having a good morning. A little hazy out there. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure if this is rain-type weather or not.
Well, John, let me inform you.
Okay, fill us in. You were weatherman at one time. This comes naturally. You don't even have to look at your weather forecast in front of you.
That's right. It was clear overnight. We've got some clouds moving in now, and those clouds are going to be followed by some wind a little bit later on, and it's going to get really humid and hot later on today. Right now, 53 degrees. Could be in for some strong to severe thunderstorms later on this evening and tonight. So just keep an eye to the sky and an ear right here.
Wow.
Okay. And we'll get the inside on the outside, whether we like it or not, from Brittany Merlot, our chief meteorologist for WMDX, a little bit later on.
Open the door to all those cliches. Okay. I just love them.
By the way, this portion of the show, John, is brought to you by our friends at Furlough Mattress of Madison. One thing that remains constant since they opened the doors back in 1958, they are still direct to consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices.
That's what I've been saying.
I know. You always say that. And they have two locations right here in Madison. One's on the east side of Madison, and one's on the west side of Madison.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can find out more. They have a website. It's called Verlo.com.
Oh.
Okay.
And, of course, those adjustable bed frames.
They have those.
You have to ask for those. You have to get on one of those. You will be sold
instantly.
You'll love it.
You'll love
it. I was going to mention that this morning, as a matter of fact. You know, you can kind of lay flat, and sometimes if you lay flat, you're kind of stretched out, and you're having a hard time breathing, perhaps, you know. All you have to do is just raise up.
Is that what you do? Do you wake up?
Raise it up maybe an inch, maybe, really? At the most.
Really? Just an inch?
It just makes that much of a difference.
What happens if you do it the opposite way, where you raise your feet like an inch?
You can do that,
and then you put your head down lower.
Yeah, you can do that. You can do any of those positions that you want.
Do you sometimes change it in the middle of the night and, you know, wake up?
All the time.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I actually have the remote control under my pillow.
Do you? Oh, you do not? Do
yes.
you really?
No, I do. Yes.
Wow. Don't you get confused which button to push, you know, if you're sound asleep? Or...
Well, the button has an up and then a down. So it's not real hard to figure out.
Well, that's great.
That's why it's so easy to operate, and that's why I recommend them to just about anybody, because if you can push a button up or down, you're there.
You can sleep more soundly.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Yeah. Okay. All right, should we get to what?
Time for Idiocracy? Idiocracy, yeah.
Yeah,
let's get to it.
I mean, everybody's talking about Idiocracy now.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's get to one here. You know, the Megas have a hard time figuring out what authoritarianism is. And if you bring it up to them, they accuse Biden of being an authoritarian.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Everything is the opposite in their world. And, Laura Ingraham had a guest on, a Democratic congresswoman. And, and the congresswoman was getting at this authoritarianism, and also mentioning a few other things, but Laura did not want any of that message getting out to her listeners. So let's listen to Cut 229 and what happened.
Okay.
I'm not here to really advocate for one person. That needs to happen in court. No evidence has actually ever been presented.
You went to El Salvador. Now you're saying it's not about him. Of course it's about him.
Due process.
You went to El Salvador for a political stunt, and now you're saying it's not about him.
It is about this case. Laura, it is about the rule of law. This is a bipartisan issue. It transcends partisan politics. That's why a conservative-leaning Supreme Court has said that Donald Trump must facilitate the return of this individual. This is very dangerous. We are turning into an authoritarian country, and there are Americans from all across the political spectrum who are deeply concerned about this. Again, my office has not received more calls about any other issue since I have been a congresswoman than this one, tariffs being the second one, and the lack of real logical economic policy. But the issue of due process.
We had a town hall the other night.
This is the issue.
Now talk over her.
Wow.
I love that. All those calls you got into your office are robocalls. Not people complaining about the Republican agenda or the authoritarianism or the takeover. No, it was robocalls. What is she talking about? Is she on acid or something? Holy crap.
Oh. Well, it is a bipartisan issue, as that congressperson was trying to say, you know, in between, because there are a lot of conservative Republicans that are just as upset about it. They're just not speaking out about it as much, it seems.
Well, yeah, they bent the knee.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're ignoring due process, and that's what that whole thing was about. By the way, she was accused, this congresswoman was accused of a photo op.
Oh, really?
In El Salvador for going down there.
Mm.
That's why she went down there. Photo op.
Yeah.
I happen to remember a recent incident. I think it was Kristi Noem went down there for a photo op.
Stood in front of the jail there with all the prisoners in the background. Yeah, all dressed up in her mega
watch
gear.
I don't know. Was that a photo op?
Geez,
I don't know.
It.
But, you know, when the Democrats do it, you never want to see that happen.
No.
You know, take advantage of the situation.
Mm.
Oh, God. Yeah. All right, now let's this wasn't mentioned very often. You know, the Pope passed away, and Marjorie Taylor Greene had a reaction to the Pope's passing.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, well, this is a web wisdom from Tizzy Ent. We've heard from him before, and he was covering this particular story. So let's listen to Tizzy.
All right. I'm not speaking of Pope Francis. No, I'm speaking about Marjorie Taylor Greene, who in response to the death of Pope Francis tweeted, "Today there were major shifts in global leadership. Evil is being defeated by the hand of God." She said that the death of Pope Francis was evil being defeated by the hand of God. Listen, I got lots of issues with churches, Catholic Church, definitely. But one thing you can say about Pope Francis was he tried to do something better. He was very progressive. He's someone who, what we would call in Christianity, tried to live his life Christ-like in that he showed love and compassion and empathy to people of all walks of life, to people of different faiths, to people who had maybe different ideas about sexuality or their gender, all of these things. He was someone who defaulted to empathy and kindness. Mm-hmm. Unlike Marjorie Taylor Greene, who had the nerve to say that his death was evil being defeated by God.
Yeah.
Yeah. She manages
okay,
to stir things up a little bit with stupidity. The big spoon of stupidity. Stirring things up. Oh, God. Help us all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
just never ends.
All right. Well, okay. Here's something.
Okay.
This is a big vote now in the House. You know, they're going to cut Medicaid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What they're trying to do this is just an amazing thing. You know, they made a big deal in Wisconsin when we were debating, should we take Medicaid expansion or not? And the state didn't want to do it. You know why they didn't want to do it? Because, you know, even if we took it, and the split was the federal government paying 90% and the state paying just 10%, they kept warning us, that's not written in stone. It could change. Those damn Democrats could change it and throw everything off balance. Well, guess who's throwing everything off balance? The Republicans, the MAGAs in the House. At a town hall in Texas, when discussing Elon Musk and ways to fix Social Security and expansion of Medicaid, let's listen to Representative Pat Fallon, his idea in order to get people off that important program called Social Security in this particular instance. Let's listen.
No one has said that they're cutting Social Security.
Elon says it every day.
Or Elon is not setting
policy. He called it a policy.
And I don't think he said it. I never heard him say it. I have not heard him say it once.
Social Security is the biggest Ponzi scheme of all time.
So it's just, anyway, so the way we fix Social Security, one of the ways, is to tell young people you're going to get a different deal. So you give them 40 or 50 years notice so they can, you know, they can get a second job.
See?
Okay.
you caught the end of that, right?
Yeah.
Get a second job.
Yeah.
Not like we're already doing that.
This thing where they're going to tell the youth of America today, you know, you're going to have a special deal.
Oh, sure.
We're going to cut it way back, and you're going to have a tough time later in life when you want to retire. You're not going to have the money. It's not going to be there, but it will be in Wall Street, and they would have made a lot of money off of you. Just simply get that second job. That's as easy as you can make it.
You know,
oh,
this,
my God.
This sounds like just like the debate between Herbert Hoover and FDR in 1932.
Wow.
Hoover said people deserve a square deal. Doesn't matter. They deserve what's fair. What's fair to them. And we get to decide what's fair. And FDR, well, we don't get to decide what's fair. You get to decide what's fair. You get to decide what your new deal should be. And that's where you got the term New Deal.
Oh, yeah.
We shouldn't have Elon telling us that we got to get a second job. Social Security's going away.
Yeah. And that's what they want. I mean, that's kind of a weird solution to it. That's the first time I've heard that.
Mm.
You know, get a second job. That'll help you with your Social Security.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true. You know, a lot of people find it very, very difficult to retire. They do retire from the job that they have, but they get some other job. It's kind of crazy.
Right.
And I know I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
And you've done that.
I've done that, yeah.
So, I mean, everybody's kind of done that. But to come right out and say, well, the solution to Social Security, even though we're going to make some cuts to it, just get an extra job and supplement those payments that you get every month.
Wow. Well, we've been relatively lucky in the health department. So, you know, as far as our personal lives, you can still get a second job and stay active. I want to, you know, I want to work. I want to work as long as I can.
Too. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, stay active. But some people can't do that. You know, they get a little older and they can't.
They've had very tough jobs throughout their life. Yeah, and their body is breaking down. Everybody has a different biological makeup. So, you never know. You know, a lot of people, it's very difficult. It, you know, a lot of people don't understand that when you see somebody walking down the sidewalk, they're overweight.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because they can't exercise because they have other health problems. Or maybe it's genetic. Were you going
to
say something?
I was about to say it's 647. Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. You can call us or text us on the Civic Media app.
What? You know, on the subject of age, okay?
Yeah.
I'm a little older now. I got my glasses on.
Yeah,
I
same here.
I needed to read. Mm-hmm. And is there any way we could make the print on the computer monitor any smaller? Is there
smaller?
Look how small that is.
I know.
I'm supposed to read that? Yeah, that's a little small.
I'll get right on it, John.
Now I'm mad. Now I'm really angry.
We did get a text about, by the way,
we did.
Elon Musk from our friend Doug. And, you know, I saw him over the weekend. I think I mentioned that. And but he wanted to text in this morning. Hate to tell you this, but just confirmed that Musk's vision of human beings being an interplanetary species does not include radio personalities. We're being left on Earth when Musk, you know, goes up into the space with everybody. Okay.
He's taking William Shatner with him, too.
Is that right?
Yes,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, 648. We're back with more of John and Gordy in the morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
It's a little cloudy out there this morning, John. 53 degrees, highs in the upper 70s, or maybe low 80s. It's a gas. All right.
It is.
Sam, why did you belch into the microphone?
Yeah, what's that all about? Wait, hold it.
Okay, that's disgusting.
Wait, let's some more here. Wait, again.
Really? Man.
All right. Mad Magazine.
That's enough.
It was a cardboard record.
You got it from Mad Magazine?
Legendary. Absolutely legendary. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They had a couple of albums, too.
Yeah.
Robert texted us. He said, hold down the control button. Then move the scroller wheel on the mouse and it'll make the text bigger.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, son. We know that.
If only they could read that, though. They can't
read that. Yeah, we couldn't read that because it was too small.
That's true. See, that was my problem. But just how easy it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
And Mark had a comment here. We were talking about, you know, get on Social Security. Well, just get a second job if that's not enough money. That's what Republicans want.
Right.
Mark says that they think you should work till the day you die. Then the corporation should get your body to convert it to Soylent Green. Remember that movie?
Oh, Soylent Green? Yeah.
Oh, man.
Everybody's favorite snack.
Yeah. Yeah. To make a profit on your death. Yeah. That as well. Okay. Thank you for all those texts. You can call us 608-879-8255. You can text us there or do it the easy way on the Civic Media app.
Yeah. Well, you got to wonder, you know, they're making a lot of cuts in the government here and a lot of the Republicans are going along with it. They don't care. You know, it's Elon. Blame him. And they're not paying attention to what's going on, all the cuts.
Mm.
And CNN host Brianna Keeler asked Senator Jim Banks about the Trump administration's changes to the VA. And you'll notice he's completely unaware of the details. Stuck on the large bureaucracy distraction that he likes to repeat over and over. So let's listen to this cut.
Does it put veterans first to cut
people who work on their benefits or who provide them
health care. I'm just not convinced
that
that's happening. I'm not convinced that that's happening.
It is.
Are you talking to your constituents?
I hear from my constituents every day. They want the VA to be less bureaucratic and more focused on the veteran. I am a
veteran.
You're
not saying that.
That's what President Trump is focused on. That's what I'm focused on as well. The talking points of the VA cutting necessary employees who are focused on veterans is bogus. It's not provable. The fact is that DOGE, President Trump, myself, Republicans in the Senate and the Congress, we're going to make sure that this VA works better for veterans than ever before. I guarantee
it. You're aware they cut people from the hotline, right, and then reinstated them. But that there are still a number of key support staff on that hotline who have not been rehired, the silent monitors and other folks. I mean, are you tracking that?
I'm tracking that the VA is a large bureaucracy. And there are ways to make it more efficient to work better for veterans.
That's direct care to veterans who are utilizing.
There are no signs that the VA is working less for our veterans today than what it was 45 days ago. President Trump is focused on our veterans, delivering care to our veterans, and we're going to do that. We're going to do it even more efficiently than ever before.
Right.
So you endorse the cuts to key support staff on the veteran hotline.
There have not been cuts to key support staff at the VA. VA is going to work more efficiently, and DOGE is going to find is going to recommend ways to do that, and Congress. It is true. Forty-five days into this administration, President Trump is focused. I'm focused. Republicans are focused on making the VA work better. I mean, the fact is what President Trump did in his first term to provide more community care and better options to our veterans, whether it's at a VA hospital or at a private hospital.
We're talking about cuts to the VA right now.
He did great things for the VA in his first term.
Sir,
he's going to do even more and greater things for the VA in his second term. I'm not changing the subject. Your bogus claims, you can't prove that the VA is less equipped to care for veterans today than what it was 45 days ago. The fact is, President Trump's going to make the VA work better than ever before.
Ooh, that's a nice cliche. Just keep repeating that. That's all.
Representative Jim Banks.
He has absolutely no idea of the cuts that are being made. And then he goes back to the first administration of Trump. Wow.
Unbelievable. Hey, let's go to the phones.
But she's great, isn't she?
Brianna Keeler.
Great debaters?
Yes, she is.
Oh,
my God. She's excellent.
She's
on CNN.
Excellent, yeah.
Matt is on the line here with a question or a comment. Good morning, Matt. Go ahead.
Morning, guys. Why are we such a stupid country? I don't understand it. Like, you have European nations that have figured out certain things that work a lot better.
Yeah.
But we're too proud and ignorant to learn from other countries. I've only had one economics course in a technical college, and I can even figure out that our two big problems is our tax system is extremely cruel. The poor in the middle seem to pay a higher percentage of our incomes, and we're taxed an awful lot with, you know, mandatory insurance premiums and all these things. Like, the internet's gotten a lot more expensive than we need it. While France, made it a utility, and people in France pay a lot less for internet. Like, there's all these simple answers. Mm-hmm. But we're too stupid and controlled by the billionaires who don't pay taxes, who cheat the system. They get into government, and then they put this slave system on the rest of us.
Yeah.
And I just want to ask, can I get a pitchfork that has Wi-Fi so I can listen to my Spotify while I'm, burning
protesting?
Down their houses?
Good idea, Matt.
Yeah. Pitchforks and torches. I'm ready. I'm ready for that.
I think you can get those at Menards.
Just give me the signal. Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
Very good points.
Matt, thank you for that call. It is 6:59. News is next. Coming up in our next hour, Amy Horak from David J. Frank with the Horticultural Report. We got to change the name of that. Brittany Merlot also with an update on stormy weather. It's all coming up on John and Gordy.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.